our psalm today, our scripture is a psalm, and it is our lectionary psalm for the week, Psalm 27. And it is a psalm that, though it is described in the NRSV as a triumphant song of confidence attributed to David, I can imagine Jesus praying this psalm in the wilderness, as we heard about him being in the wilderness last week. I can definitely imagine St. Kevin praying this psalm, trying to hold his hands out with the blackbird, waiting for that little egg to hatch. So let us hear this psalm together, Psalm 27. You've actually already sung the first verse of the song. The Lord, the Holy One, is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Holy One is the stronghold, the refuge of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and foes, they shall stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war rise up against me, yet I will be confident. One thing I asked of God that I will seek after, to live in the house of God all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of God and to inquire in God's temple. For the Holy One will hide me in shelter in the day of trouble. God will conceal me under the cover of God's tent. God will set me up high on a rock. Now my head is lifted up and my enemies all around me. And I will offer in God's tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Holy One. Hear, O God, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. Come, my heart says, seek God's face. Your face, O God, do I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not cast me off. Do not forsake me. O God of my salvation, if my father and mother forsake me, God, you will take me up. Teach me your way, O God, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Do not give me up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me and they are breathing out violence. I believe I shall see the goodness of the Holy One in the land of the living. Wait for God. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for God. For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God. Wait. Wait for God. Now, perhaps some of you have mastered the art of waiting. Not yet. Not getting any amens on that. I think that most of us in the 21st century do not like to wait. We want things now or soon after now. We want communication with our loved ones now. Why don't they text or call back? We want our fast food now, deliveries from online orders now. We want news now. We look for the shortest line in the grocery store and the closest parking place to the store entrance. We don't like to wait. If we have to wait, well then, let's look at what's on our phone to keep us occupied. Yet the ancient poet of Psalm 27 says to us, wait for God, especially when you are stressed and in crisis, when enemies, literal and metaphorical, surround you, enemies who are plotting war and bodily harm, enemies who are seeking to wreck your reputation through false scandal, enemy fears that you hold inside, undoing your confidence. When you are set upon by any of these enemies, wait for God. The Hebrew word for wait in this psalm is not about standing passively doing nothing. It means actively hope in God. Look for God. Be gathered in by the Holy One, who is your light and salvation. Seriously, of whom should you be afraid? God is with you. God is on your team. Now I know, and the psalmist knew, that this waiting for God is easier said than accomplished. And I suspect that is why the psalm was written these thousands of years ago. I know, and the psalmist knew, that there are long, dark days and nights when it seems that God is not present. When we wonder, where in the world is this God of light and salvation? In our own lives, in the lives of those we love, in the lives of the world. I don't know about you all, but I can barely read the news from Ukraine without asking, where is God? I can barely read the news from Texas and Florida of the opposition against and exclusion of our LGBTQ sisters, brothers, and children. Where is God? I can barely read the news about the urgency of climate change and destruction. Where is God? And I sit with those of you in this congregation who are going through loss or illness or tragedy or hardship. Where is God? And I acknowledge my own grief and fear and challenges within my own heart and ask, where are you, God? This week I read these ancient words over and over in different translations, starting with the King James Version that I heard in my childhood, moving through the NRSV, the Common English Bible, and finally on to Nan Merrill's wonderful book of contemporary paraphrases of the Psalms called Psalms for Praying. I was asking, where is God in these very troubled and frightening times of pandemic and war and climate destruction and personal troubles? After a week of impatiently waiting with this psalm, I was found by God. Not I found God, but I was found by God, who is always patiently waiting for me, for us, for the world. Almost as if hiding in plain sight. God is here. When we think we are waiting for God, God is already waiting for us with open arms. The literal encompassing energy of the universe, of all creation, can be explained by physics, which I know nothing about, except for I know that the energy never ceases. And it is God. It is love. Love's energy is always here. In fact, it cannot be destroyed. Our warring ways cannot blot it out of existence. It can, our ways can obscure love from our sight, yes, but not destroy it. So where do I find God? Where did God find me in this waiting? I found God waiting in the care that you, my Plymouth sisters and brothers, extend to one another in times of need. I found God waiting in the joy of our children's faces and their joyful sounds and their sounds of frustration, because really, who wants to sit still when you could be running around at 2 years old? None of us did. I find the God waiting in their thoughtful questions, in the way they listen to stories. I find God waiting in the courage of the activists among us who speak out against injustice, who welcome refugees and homeless folks into our community. I find God in the late afternoon light landing golden on the bare winter landscape as I walk the dog. I find God in the prayers that you offer, as well as those that are waiting in my own heart. As I feebly try to pray for peace, as I haltingly write sermons, as I wait with scripture that I may not at first understand or grasp, may in fact even resist, because of my fears that its wisdom might not be true. And yet, as I surrender, even tentatively, to the wisdom I want to embrace in this psalm, God shows up. I read a Facebook post this week that did happen to be from a Plymouth member, quoting Eat, Pray, Love. It's quoting the author of Eat, Pray, Love, Elizabeth Gilbert. Gilbert wrote in this post, "You are afraid of surrender because you don't want to lose control. But you never had control. All you had was anxiety." Wow. That hits home. I can hear it in your chuckles. How often do we worry and worry, not just over the small things in life, but also over the big and important things? Over things that really make a difference, and yet things over which we have little or no control. Does our worry, our anxiety, bring us closer to God? Where is God when we realize that we do not have ultimate control over what is happening to our loved ones, to ourselves, to our beloved creation, to everyday people like us whose life is literally being bombed into smithereens? To everyday people like us who are being told they are not valid people because they are not made in the image of the definition of human as white, straight, middle to upper class male. Where is God when we are held in the grip of these very legitimate concerns? God is waiting for us in our very fears and anxieties and worries as we surrender our false sense of control over them to God. Not surrender our agency for action, because God will call us to action that we can accomplish. But when we surrender the enemies of fear and crippling anxiety to love, God is waiting for us. For God is the love that animates the universe, weaving in and out all situations and events and people. The world is charged with the grandeur of God, wrote the poet Gerard Manley Hopkins. And I would add the nurture, the compassion, the care of God, especially when we think all is lost and we can't take it anymore. At those times, my friends, we can say with the ancient psalmist, "Hear me when I cry aloud and answer me. Do not hide from me. I am waiting for you to gather me in to give me hope." And in the rubble of our pain, God is waiting for us. When we surrender to the yearning for God's peace and presence, we find God in unexpected ways, through unexpected people and unexpected situations. How I wish I could tell each and every one of you exactly how you will find God waiting. But it's a good thing I can't. Because then I would be depriving you of your journey into love. And the wholeness, my friends, comes in the journeying. How I wish I could wave a magic wand and banish the pain and suffering of the world. And of course, I don't have, none of us have that kind of power and control. But I can offer you the presence of Psalm 27. As I close today, I offer it to you in the paraphrased words from Nan Merrill's Psalms for Praying. I offer it to you with an opportunity for us to pray this psalm together and to let its yearnings wind their way through the yearnings of each and every one of our hearts. Let us pray. Love is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Love is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When fears assail me, rising up to accuse me, each one in turn shall be seen in love's light. Though a multitude of demons rise up within me, my heart shall not fear. Though doubts and guilt do battle, yet shall I remain confident. For I hide in love's heart. In the day of trouble, as in a tent in the desert, away from the noise of my fears. Hear, O beloved, when I cry aloud, be gracious and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart responds, your face, my beloved, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Do not turn from me. You who have been my refuge, enfold me in your strong arms, O Blessed One. You, my beloved, know me and love me. Teach me to be love as you are love. Lead me through each fear. Hold my hand as I walk through valleys of doubt each day, that I may know your peace. I believe that I shall know the realm of heaven of love here on earth, Wait for the beloved. Be strong with courage. Yes, wait for love, the love of your heart. May it be so. Amen.